Driscoll? Standing for that special. This morning, we're going to be looking at the seven words of wisdom. I was thinking about this coming few weeks, what would be good to preach on and to share messages on. And the seven words from the cross just all popped up at me. And I got to do reading each Sabbath individually. And I began to realize there's a message of wisdom here from each one of these. These words were just not spoken, you know, incidentally, but God, through Jesus Christ, spoke them in order for us to receive and make application to these as He did Himself. And I'm just going to share about the first one this morning, taken from Luke chapter 23, verse 34. And because this is at the crucifixion, and read verses 33, 34, and we see that Christ, there on the cross, looking down on all the people that were there, who nailed him there on the cross, including us, you know, because of our sins. Our sins nailed Jesus to the cross. So as we look at the seven words of wisdom, let's look first of all at verse 33. It kind of gives us a description of what's taking place. When they came to the place called the Skull, or Golgotha, there they crucified Jesus and the criminals, one on the right and the other on the left. But Jesus was saying, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And then they cast lots, dividing up his garments among themselves. So automatically you can see what this particular verse, verse 34, where it says, "Father, forgive them." It's about forgiveness. And that's a hard word for us to comprehend sometimes and be able to apply or put in practice. I don't know how many people has ever wronged you and kind of upset your apple cart, and in such a way that you said, "Well, I might find a way to forgive, but I won't ever forget." But Jesus, when He forgives our sins, He forgets our sins. So when you think about the historical event that took place here, we remember and we celebrate Easter morning, and it is the resurrection of Jesus Christ, in which He rose from the grave, defeating sin and death for all who put their trust in Him. And each and every one of us here, I pray that we have done that. And this morning, we're going to look at what preceded the resurrection, which is the crucifixion, and what Jesus said while He was hanging on the cross. And today it would be just one of those words of statements. But in the cross of Jesus, we find victory, and it's over adversity. Victory over adversity. But we're going to discover what I call the seven words of wisdom. Jesus has wisdom, right?
Amen.
James 1:5 says, if we lack wisdom, what do? We ask for it. What did Solomon do? God gave him a choice to choose riches or wisdom. What did he do? He chose wisdom, and guess what? He got all of the other things, extra benefits in his life. So it's important. So the seven words of wisdom are based on the seven words spoken on the cross, words that help us deal with any and every struggle that we face today. You think about it. Jesus spoke this for our benefit. He spoke it for those that were standing there at the foot of the cross for their benefit. The word forgive came out of his mouth to those that forgive them. Father, they don't know what they're doing. They do not know. They have no idea what Jesus is saying. And this morning, this message is based on what is called the seven last words of Christ. Now, we will likely never experience, and I was thinking about this, what Jesus went through, yet each of us will experience trouble in our lives. We will experience adversity in our lives at some point, if we haven't already. And I'm sure all of us have at some point. We've experienced it. Especially those who are called to follow Jesus Christ. Jesus told the disciples, you're going to face adversity. You're going to suffer for my name's sake. He even said that to Paul, the Apostle Paul. And you see, we are called to take up our cross and follow Him. And we're going to take up our cross, meaning that we too will suffer hardship in this life. So, thinking about Jesus on the cross, he left us an example to follow. He was saying this for our benefit and others. One that will help us deal with adversity. And he left us an example because he realized that we too would suffer hardships in our life. That we would experience difficult days. That we would experience difficult times. And the others that I'll be sharing, the other six, will show the same thing as Jesus spoke them. So let's examine Jesus' first statement on the cross, from the cross, to help us in overcoming our struggles in life. We all have struggles, right? We probably deal with them each day. Amen. To some extent. And I hope that when you do struggle, or you do have those hardships, or someone offends you, you can go back and remember what Jesus said on the cross. Ooh. Forgive them.
Amen.
Forgive them. I've had experiences in my life over the years, and it's been hard for me to look at somebody and say, can I really forgive that person? Because they never did forgive. They didn't say they were sorry or anything like that. But over time, the Lord said, you know, you got to do that, Mike. You got to do that. And when I did, you have a peace of mind. So the first thing we look at, forgive everyone who's trying to harm you or hurt you or do something in your life to offend you. And again, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. So the first thing in dealing with adversity is to forgive everyone who's trying to harm or hurt you. That's the first thing. And that's what Jesus did. First words out of his mouth, looking at those around him, which applies to us as well. Lord, forgive them. I forgive them. That's why I'm here on this cross. Jesus knew why he came to this earth. He knew that he was going to go to the cross. And at the same time, knowing the indignity, the adversity of people and their thoughts and their actions and their ways, he knew down deep inside they had no idea what they had done. But we sometimes don't either. And oftentimes adversity are the results of people, of what people do. People through free will, we have free will. We have a choice in life. God gives us a choice. He had a choice. He chose to do what was right.
Amen.
We need to choose what is right. And we're given a choice in life to make our own decisions as whether or not we will follow God and His commandments or not. Now people are going to commit sin and have it. And that's why John 5:8 says, while God was on the cross, people went on sinning, but He forgave us of our sins. And oftentimes we just happen to be in the pathway of people that's having a bad day, right? And sometimes we just need to realize, hey, don't take it personal. Just take a moment and pray for them to have a better time, better realize what they're doing. They don't realize what they're doing. But Jesus points to us to starting place in dealing with the hurt people that inflict our lives, and that starting place is realizing, as Jesus said, that people don't always know what they're doing. Sometimes we do stuff and we realize, boy, I wasn't thinking. That wasn't wise. Sometimes we say stuff and not really putting a lot of thought in that. And that's why Jesus said, you know, forgive them, but they don't even know what they're doing. They have no idea. Now, that's probably not the way that many of us feel about hurtful situations. Think about it, first of all, forgiveness. But we tend to see things from the viewpoint of our experience, how it hurts. And when bad things happen, it appears that whoever did us wrong knew exactly what he or she was doing, and it must have looked the way from the cross as well. It must have looked that way from the cross. But Jesus said, forgive them. Father, forgive them. I was thinking about another incident in the Bible, taken from Acts chapter 7, when Stephen was proclaiming and sharing with the people their sins and how they had mocked and crucified Christ, but he forgave them of their sins. And it made them mad. It pricked their hearts, as the message that Peter preached at the Pentecost. And they took him outside the city and they began to stone Stephen to the point of death. And Stephen, realizing they don't know what they're doing. And what did Stephen say? Lord, do not charge them with this sin.
Amen.
What does that say about Stephen?
Well, he was Christ-like.
He was Christ-like. Forgiveness. He forgave them for stoning him to death. Don't hold this charge against him. You know, he was actually, like Jesse's saying, following Jesus' ways of life. Forgiveness. Now we need to learn how to forgive. And it's not easy, is it? But if you go to the scriptures, it's pretty plain how Jesus explains you just forgive. It should be a natural thing, is love. It's an experience. It's something that we do. We have to put it in action, because forgiving those who hurt us is the key to not feeling victimized.
Mm-hmm.
And the key to maintaining peace. Oh, the peace is the other side of adversity. Jesus knew that. It reminds me of the founder of the Red Cross, the American Red Cross. Her name was Clara Barton. And a friend of her reminded her how that she had been hurt one time, and it was a very hurtful statement, cause of this person to inflict upon Clara Barton. And she said, "You remember that, don't you? How harsh this person was to you. Don't you remember it?" And she said, "No, I distinctively remember forgetting it." That's what she said. And you see, only when we can learn to forgive will we find peace of mind in the midst of life's difficulties. Just like Fleur Barton. There's great examples of people who have been willing to forgive. What a great lesson that we can learn from Jesus' seven words of wisdom. Those are words of wisdom. Now, I pray for wisdom every day. What about you? I do. I pray for it every day. And Brenda says, "Yeah, you need to pray even more, right?" Just kidding. But I do. I do. I pray for wisdom every day. I get up in the morning, I pray for wisdom. I never know what I'm going to encounter. I don't know what's coming my way. So I need to make good decisions, no matter if it's adversity or if it's something good or whatever. Or someone needs some encouragement or something. We need wisdom for every type of decision or every word that comes out of our mouth. We need wisdom to know how to speak.
Amen.
Like Christ would speak. Absolutely. So when you looking at what Jesus is saying here from the cross on forgiveness, true forgiveness springs from the gratitude to God because He forgives us, or He in the past forgave us of our sin. So the truth is found in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, when Paul says, "Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgive one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." Now, on the flip side of that, I'm sure there's many that had trouble forgiving Paul for what he did, going about crucifying the church people before the Lord got his attention. God turned his life completely around. He realized, "Oh, God has forgiven me. Now I need to pass that along to other people to forgive one another, even as Christ has forgiven you." And in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, which is part of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, also do that to them." Again, Jesus applying words of wisdom to those who were listening. See, we all want to be forgiven, right? We do. And we all want to experience the emotional and the spiritual release that results from having the burden of our past wrongs lifted from us. And that's how we receive that peace that surpasses all understanding in our lives. If we want others to forgive us, then we must be willing to forgive them as well. Or vice versa. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 14, "If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." And then verse 15, "But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses." That's pretty profound, isn't it?
It is.
Pretty profound. So, that means if we want to be forgiven, we've got to be willing to forgive. And we need to really think about that. We need to be, you know, we shouldn't even have to pray about it. We just know if Jesus says it, that's good enough. But on the human side of us, you know, we don't always move forward with something that we know that we should be doing. But being led by the Holy Spirit helps us better understand it. We want a peace of mind and want that relationship with Jesus Christ to continue, then we must do that. You know, we sin as Christians. We've been forgiven of our sins, past, present, future. But if we want that peace that God is talking about right here, we have to learn to forgive. So according to this verse, Jesus said, it is important for us to forgive others when they harm or wrong us, because in doing so, we maintain a right relationship with the Heavenly Father. If we're angry at someone for no reason at all, you just have a bad day, or somebody crossed our path, or something like that, it's wrong. And it hinders our relationship with the Father. Sin hinders our relationship. It didn't cause us to lose our salvation or anything like that, but in order to have a perfect relationship with Jesus Christ, we need to learn these valuable lessons. First of all, how to forgive. So when we're confident we're doing the will of the Father, and when we feel that God is on our side, then with this assurance, we'll be able to make it through difficult times. Now, in conclusion, we just learned one of the seven words of wisdom. Based on Jesus' words spoken while he was on the cross. This is just one of them. I'm looking forward to digging deeper this week as I study these others, to see the wisdom that comes from the cross that helps us want to apply that to our lives. Words that help us, you know, when we're experiencing adversity. While on the cross, words that help us to help us anytime and every struggle that we face each day. The only way that you can have this kind of victory is to place your hope and your trust in the cross. Yay. And to know that the one who died on the cross loves you.
Amen.
See, his name is Jesus.
Yes.
His name is Jesus. He will forgive you of your sins and forgive you eternally. He will forgive you eternally. And he will give you eternal life. And if you will confess Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, he is faithful to forgive us of our trespasses. What wonderful words of wisdom from the cross. Father, forgive them. Forgive them for they don't know what to do. You know, we can just slide our name right in there, just like for God so loved the world that he forgives us of our sins. And you can place your name right there in that verse. And that's why it's so personal. So personal. The Lord made it personal when he said, Lord, forgive them. Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do. Because he knew they didn't know the significance and the consequences of not forgiving one another. See, Father sent his son, his only begotten son, to this world. Because there was trouble, adversity in this world, hatred, anger, evil in this world. And the only way that the Heavenly Father knew that mankind could identify with the Father was to send His Son in the flesh and see Him go through all of these things that He went through, the punishment, being crucified, everything, and then Him be on the cross and say, "Forgive them." That's the way the Heavenly Father showed us that of His love and forgiveness was through His Son, Jesus Christ. And His Son spoke those from the cross. Visually, all of it, that mankind know that's the true love, unconditional love. The unconditional love that we are to share. And there's many, three other different kinds of love. But the ultimate love that Jesus showed when He spoke those words, that was unconditional love. It's God. And we can apply that as well if we just take heed to Jesus' words. Father God, we praise You. We thank You for the seven words that You spoke from the cross. You spoke them in order for us to understand Your deep love, Your unconditional love. How we are to be with one another in this world. Lord, I pray this morning that this message, that we can take it to heart and know that if we want to experience peace and have that perfect relationship as You did with the Father, Jesus Christ, Lord, we too can experience that as well. Lord, thank You for this service today. Thank You for this time together. And thank You for Your Holy Spirit who works in our lives, who is always teaching us Your Word as we study it and as we pray. You're teaching us valuable, valuable lessons. And I pray this morning as we sing our life song here, this invitation. We know that Your Holy Spirit is at work, and is always at work in our lives. We just need to listen. We just need to be still and know that You are God. That You're divine, You're holy, You're righteous in all ways. And You desire for that for our lives. This would be a much better world. And we can make a difference too as we go about doing good and sharing and showing forgiveness to one another who has wronged us or wants to hurt us or anyone else. We just need to think, first of all, what would Jesus do in this situation? How would Jesus respond? Then we think of Stephen. How he responded. And then we think of Clara Barton, how she responded. I distinctly just forgot on purpose, just like Jesus did. Lord, we thank You for each one here, Lord. May each and every one of us personally listen to Your Spirit and respond in a way, Lord, that would be pleasing to You. And that we experience Your perfect peace. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Amen.